Hello and welcome to another edition of the Inside Elland Road podcast. Joe Urquhart from the Yorkshire Evening Post here, bringing you the audio from Marcelo Bielsa's pre-match press conference ahead of tomorrow evening's trip to Queen's Park Rangers to take on Steve McLaren's side at Loftus Road. We'll just let you listen to that in full now. It's probably the shortest one we've had actually under Marcelo since he arrived. I think it was about 9-10 minutes long today. Usually we're up for 45 minutes or so, but he was clearly in a rush to get down to the capital. Bielsa was asked a little bit about his future and what he also thought about Steve McLaren's side. So hope you enjoy, and if you're watching the game tomorrow night, enjoy that too.
Physically, are you able to select from the same team for tomorrow night? It was a tough game on Saturday, and I noticed Luke Ayling particularly seemed to be struggling towards the end.
Físicamente puede jugar el mismo equipo que contra Bolton. Vimos que Ayling estaba luchando al final del partido.
No, son los mismos 11 los que comienzan.
It will be the same starting 11 for tomorrow's game.
Se agregan al grupo Berardi y Douglas.
And Gaetano Berardi and Barry Douglas are among the NT players.
So that answers my question. Luke Ayling is fine.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's great. Excellent, thank you. So this is a bonus to be able to pick from so many players for you, Marcelo, for once.
Es un bonus poder elegir entre tantos jugadores.
No son tantos.
Well, they're not that many.
Right. And Queen's Park Rangers are in poor form at the moment, so how wary are you of maybe some sort of backlash or their need to rescue their season?
Queen's Park Rangers no está muy bien en este momento. ¿Qué piensa de qué partido va a ser mañana? A lo mejor pueden tener una reacción, no se sabe.
Bueno, él en la pregunta aparecen las dos posibilidades.
In your question we have both possibilities.
Que reaccionen.
They can have a positive reaction.
O que se mantengan en un ciclo que no es positivo.
Or they can stay in the same negative cycle.
Trataremos de influir para que suceda lo mejor para nuestros objetivos.
We will try to influence the events so as to get the best things for us.
De todas maneras, hay que analizar cada partido del rival para observar que siempre las diferencias ganando o perdiendo no son significativas.
And we have to analyze each game of the opponent to find out that there is a very small difference between a win and a loss.
What qualities do you think Queen's Park Rangers have, Marcel, that might pose a difficulty for you?
¿Cuáles son las virtudes de Queen's Park Rangers según usted? ¿Cuáles son las dificultades que pueden enfrentar mañana?
Es un estilo muy definido.
It's a very clear style.
Es un equipo que sabe perfectamente de qué modo tiene que jugar.
It's a team that knows how to play with their style.
Y cómo imponer lo que son sus virtudes.
And they know how to impose their skills.
Seguramente no va a ser sencillo superarlos.
And definitely it's not going to be an easy game tomorrow.
Porque es un equipo muy aguerrido.
Because it's a very experienced team.
Y nos va a exigir muchísimo.
And it will be a very demanding game.
Last one from me, Marcelo, there's no doubt you've had a positive impact here. Have you given any thought to staying here longer than maybe your contract would suggest at the moment?
No hay ninguna duda de que usted ha tenido un impacto positivo aquí. ¿Usted pensó en la posibilidad de quedarse más de lo que prevé su contrato?
Bueno, la continuidad de los entrenadores se evalúa cuando finalizan los ciclos que deciden los objetivos.
You know, the head coaches stay or leave depending on we draw the conclusion at the end of the season to see if we fulfill the goals or not, and we'll take a decision from that.
Thank you.
Marcelo, how important does this game feel against QPR? Obviously, it's Leeds' game in hand. If a victory takes the team back to the top of the division, and how important is it to get into pole position?
Es un partido importante mañana, dado el hecho de que si Leeds gana, recupera el liderato.
Yo creo que de aquí a fin de campeonato todos los partidos van a tener consecuencias de mucho peso. El de mañana también.
I think that from now on all the games will be very important. They will have very heavy consequences, including the one of tomorrow.
Mm. Can I ask what Marcelo's thoughts at Sheffield United and Norwich in particular lately? They obviously both had very difficult games at the weekend. And they both won. What does he think to them as rivals for promotion at the moment?
¿Qué piensa de los rivales Sheffield United y Norwich? Tuvieron ambos partidos muy difíciles. ¿Y qué opina de ellos como rivales para ascender?
Bueno, lo que vienen desarrollando en lo que va de la competencia, los ubica en un lugar destacado, merecido por sus cualidades futbolísticas.
What they developed so far, the way they played so far, what they've shown so far, makes them deserve the place they're occupying now in the championship.
And Kiko Casilla, in the program on the last game, he said that for him, promotion with Leeds would mean more than the Champions League medals he's got. Can I ask what it means to Marcelo if he was to be the man to take Leeds United up?
Kiko Casilla dijo el otro día en una entrevista que ascender con Leeds para él sería más importante que ganar la Champions. Le puedo preguntar si a usted lo que significaría para usted ascender.
Es una ilusión muy grande.
It's a big hope that we have.
Y que se agiganta a medida que pasan los partidos y uno ve cómo el público se ilusiona.
And it's this hope becomes bigger and bigger after playing games, when the especially when you see the fans, how the fans are hoping for the to reach the goal.
Just last one for me. Can I update on Adam Forshaw and Jack Clark?
¿Alguna novedad de Forshaw y Clark?
No. Clark tiene un protocolo preestablecido.
Jack Clark has to follow a pre-established protocol.
Y Forshaw está dando pasos para intentar poder agregarse al grupo la semana entrante.
And Adam Forshaw is making the steps to try to get back into the group for the next week.
Thank you very much.
Marcelo, you went to QPR in January, of course, in the FA Cup with a very young team. Were you able to learn much from that game, given how different the teams were back then?
Ustedes jugaron contra Queen's Park Rangers en Copa con un equipo muy joven. ¿Usted pudo sacar conclusiones de ese partido?
Bueno, tanto ellos como nosotros no vamos a jugar con los mismos jugadores en el partido de mañana.
Both teams won't play with the same players tomorrow.
Pero el estilo y el campo, las características del creo que se van a mantener, y el campo tiene sus particularidades, ¿no?
And but I think both teams will be faithful to their styles, and the pitch has its own features.
You said again on Saturday how difficult it is to score at the moment. You're having lots of chances and struggling to score as many goals as you deserve. What have you asked the players to work on most specifically ahead of Tuesday night's game?
El otro día usted dijo, después del partido contra Bolton, que hubo muchas situaciones de gol y pocos goles. ¿Qué les dijo a los jugadores para si trabajaron algo en especial para el partido de mañana?
Bueno,
relativo a eso.
El día posterior al partido es muy difícil hacer algún tipo de trabajo, y el día previo tampoco.
The day after,
también.
Yeah, the day after the game, it's very difficult to do to do some work, and the day previous to the game it's the same thing.
Lo que sí revisamos el aspecto defensivo y ofensivo del equipo.
But we had a close look at the defensive aspect of the team and the offensive aspect of the team.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Can I just ask about tonight's under-23s game? You said Forshaw is sort of taking the steps. Will he be made available tonight? Will any senior players be playing?
Va a jugar Forshaw en el sub-23 esta noche.
No, no, no.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marcelo.